Because it really brings out the real child sexual abuse, everything else, let's call it by its name. I agree with that because it really brings out the real violation, the personal indignities to which the survivors are subjected. And I do agree with those who spoke before me that we need to take it out of the shadows, because it is in almost all our societies. It's in the shadows. I do agree with those who spoke before me that we need to take it out of the shadows, because it is in almost all our societies. It's in the shadows. It's not discussed, which makes the survivors feel ashamed and therefore not share and not report. I think we are familiar with all. It's the same all over the world. And I'm sorry to say sometimes I might sound a little discouraged with all. It's the same all over the world. And I'm sorry to say sometimes I might sound a little discouraged and discouraging, but this is something that we have been working on for so many years, and that it really is time that it comes to a stop. And that we begin to look, this is something that we have been working on for so many years, and that it really is time that it comes to a stop, and that we begin to look at mainstreaming the whole issue, not just of gender-based violence, into our interventions in different, at mainstreaming the whole issue, not just of gender-based violence, into our interventions in different spaces, including in the refugee space, but also just into our lives, into our bases, including in the refugee space, but also just into our lives, into our policies, whether at national or policies, whether at national or at regional level. So we know that in the journey to becoming a refugee at regional level. Being a refugee, I don't come from a country where I would say that we experience huge movements. We did experience during the liberation wars in Southern